In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, a man whose journey has taken him from Stamford, Connecticut to India. It's Chappelle. Hiya, Chappelle.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
When did you decide to professionally use only one name?
You know, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago. You know, I've always sort of gone by my last name with friends and whatever, and so I, you know, just go by the last name. It's kind of nice, and it has a little bit of a French ring, right?
How did you wind up in India?
You know, we can blame Kurt Cobain for all this.
Sure, why not?
So in the early 90s, I was in this synth-pop band that got some acclaim in and around Connecticut. The band was called All the Voices. And I'll tell you, that whole hurricane from Seattle hit us in the early 90s, and suddenly there was absolutely no work for a keyboard player. And so I tooled around for a couple of years and said, you know what, rather than continue to swim upstream here, I'm going to move myself to India. I answered an ad in the Village Voice, met a guitar player who was looking for a singer. The guitar player happened to be from Mumbai.
To the kids out there, before there was internet, the only way to get into music was to answer an ad in the back of the Village Voice.
Right, this is all pre-Craigslist.
How long you been making music?
You know, I started making music in, I'm going to say, first or second grade. I recorded my first EP at 15. And it's funny because I didn't realize how good I had it. My producer at the time was a guy named Jimmy Einer. Jimmy was a really well-known music producer. He had just finished working with Kiss, and he was just after my project, he started working with Sly Stallone on a movie. He ended up running one of the record labels. His brother Donnie ran Sony for a while. But here I am, this 15-year-old kid, and I don't know about you, Andy, but when I was 15, I knew everything, right? I had it all figured out.
That's right.
And I remember the first thing I told Mr. Einer was I didn't want him messing with my sound too much. And I'm surprised that he didn't just reach over the table and throttle me. And I learned a ton working with him.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, Chappelle will hear some of his music in just a moment. Speaking of heavyweights in the music business, you've got some music heavyweights on this album, The Redhead's Allegations, don't you?
I do. Franz and Tina Weymouth from the Talking Heads used to come see my college band. And when I was looking for a producer a couple of years ago, Chris turned me on to Jerry Harrison. And Jerry was the guitarist and keyboardist for the Talking Heads, but has really made a name for himself over the last 20 years as a music producer. He has worked with just about everybody. And he opened up his Rolodex of great musicians on the West Coast. Boy, a Prairie Prince.
Great drummer. Prairie Prince has played with Todd Rundgren and everybody else, right?
He is fantastic.
Your new CD is called The Redhead's Allegations. You define her by her hair color, yet the album graphics are in black and white. Whose decision was that?
I thought it was ironic.
And it's unexpected.
It does. It does. There's a song on the album called The High Line. And it goes, I got here as a young man, spent my weekends in seclusion from the Redhead's allegations, an urban fiasco coming in waves. And so we really liked that line and decided to use it for the album cover because I think it sort of sums things up for me.
It sounds like it might be autobiographical. Is that true, Chappelle?
Yeah, the whole album is really little stories about my life, mostly in New York City.
The song we're going to hear, where does the song The Game fit into this musical autobiography?
I was living with somebody about 10 years ago, and it's one of those life changing moments where you realize that you were just going down the wrong path. And so when I got onto the right path, the game was sort of a song kind of memorializing the wrong way to go.
Do you have any advice for the musical novice who is probably listening right now?
Yeah, the best advice you can get is work with people who are really talented and who believe in you. And the second thing is make sure that you are realizing your vision and not somebody else's version of your vision.
Good one, good one. And you don't have to go to India, but it helps, right?
The coolest thing about going to India was I really got outside of my comfort zone because I was a kid that, you know, lived most of my life in Connecticut. And so then all of a sudden you were hanging out on the streets of Mumbai and just encountering an entirely different cast of characters. It opened up my eyes that there's a bigger world out there. This was not going to be my life. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to do something unique.
Do you have gigs coming up in the Hudson Valley in and around the area?
You know, our next schedule scheduled gig is August 17th at Rockwood Music Hall in the Lower East Side of New York City. You'll hear some of the ones like The Game from the album, but I'm starting to record a new album with a whole bunch of fantastic musicians in the New York City area.
Brilliant. Good luck with that, Chappelle. Your website is?
ThisisChappelle.com.
This is Chappelle, C-H-A-P-E-L-L, right?
That's right.
Okay. Here is the song, The Game, from Chappelle's CD, The Redhead's Allegations. Namaste. Good luck to you, and thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks so much, Andy. Thanks for having me.